today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis as we do each and every day. And quoting the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Keiser, as predicted, Bitcoin's rise will accompany Western civilization's decline. We'll also be discussing wealth management firms to boost Bitcoin ETF holdings. I'll be sharing the latest from the Bitwise CIO, as well as Hong Kong investment firm Victory Securities reveals Bitcoin and Ether ETF fees, and these ETFs are officially set to go live at the end of this month. We'll also be discussing Deutsche Bank expects Bitcoin price to stay high after the halving, while JP Morgan disagrees. I'm not surprised, mofos. Just saying. Also, hedge fund veteran Mark Yusko says Bitcoin FOMO incoming as Bitcoin completes the halving. I'll be breaking down his timeline, and we'll also be discussing the Bitcoin price upper limit set to $4.5 million per BTC for this fourth halving cycle, according to eCoinometrics. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. But anyways, let's dive into our next story of the day, shall we? Headline reads, BlackRock Bitcoin ETF hit 69 days of inflows on 420 halving day. Bitcoin is supplying some classic memes this week, and it goes beyond the 420 halving date. Now, officially, we have Eastern time. It was on the 19th, but in the evening, it was like, 8:30 p.m.? We were doing a live stream. We captured it. If you missed that live, I encourage you to check it out here on the pod. But thanks to the success of the spot Bitcoin ETFs, market observers are celebrating a halving, which has been almost too perfect. That's right. Bitcoin price action may be firmly sideways this halving, but it is timing, which is giving some a feeling that it was all meant to be. So, for example, Eric Balchunas, dedicated ETF analyst over at Bloomberg, revealed a curious halving day coincidence. Not only did the seminal event hit on April 20th, a key meme date in of itself, but the largest US spot Bitcoin ETFs sealed 69 days of straight inflows. It's a little too perfect, he says. The Bitcoin ETFs have seen a marked slowdown in inflows since hitting their peak in March. And despite this, BlackRock iShares Bitcoin Trust, the largest ETF by assets under management, has yet to see a single day of outflows. And last we checked, they're currently holding over 272,000 BTC on the balance sheet. The latest data covering the ETF flows includes from the UK-based investment firm Farside, showing momentum tentatively returning towards the end of last week. So on April 19th, iBit took in just under 30 million, while the second largest ETF operated by Fidelity managed nearly 55 mil. Now, outflows from GBTC, an ongoing topic of debate in themselves, were modest on the day at $45.8 million, as outlined here by Farside. Now, recent Form 13F filings have led concerns that Bitcoin ETFs have not managed to permeate the mainstream majority. Discussing first quarter allocation data, we got Jim Bianco, creator of Macro Research of Bianco Research, described it as a disappointment, quoting him here. Unrealized gains are shrinking fast, he added, about ETF investor gains versus the current Bitcoin price action. And countering this, we had Balchunas, who suggested that the asset managers would treat the products like hot sauce, quoting him here. iBit now has about 60 holders reported, but they only account for a tiny 0.4% of the total shares out. Shows that most of the bites are nibbles, but there are a lot of fish. This in tune with the high daily percentage of trades, as well as our thesis that this is going to be used like hot sauce for 60-40 people. Just gonna add a little bit. So there you go. And here's a quote from Max Keiser, the high priest, as predicted, Bitcoin's rise will accompany Western civilization's decline. He also wrote, before Bitcoin, wars got started on a more unconscious level since Bitcoin. And I don't know why my neighbor's dogs are going crazy right now, annoying me. But anyways, perfect money that obviates war. All wars are started by Bitcoin disbelievers. Thankfully, who will take themselves out of the gene pool? Mercifully. Tell them, Max. So there you have it, crypto fam. There is the latest. Let me know if you agree with some of that sentiment or disagree. Holla at your boy. Let's discuss a little deeper into the ETFs. This particular headline, wealth management firms to boost Bitcoin ETF holdings. This is according to the Bitwise CEO, Hunter Horsley, predicted that wealth management firms will increase their Bitcoin ETFs in terms of HODLings. The prediction comes at a time when the Bitcoin ETFs are expected to gain even more traction after the halving. Horsley's prediction aligns with the broader market belief that there is increasing demand for the ETFs, given that Bitcoin investments in the U.S. ETFs market recorded a net positive inflow right before the Bitcoin halving day, following five consecutive days of drain. That's right. BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust iBit is closing the gap, with Grayscale standing just shy of $2 billion. This positions BlackRock to potentially surpass Grayscale as the world's largest Bitcoin fund, which should be any time soon. Grayscale's Bitcoin Trust experienced a 68-day period of value decline, shedding nearly $16 billion and reducing its assets to $19.4 billion. And in contrast, iBit saw continuous asset growth, reaching approximately $17.3 billion worth of total assets. However, notable capital outflows have been observed from Grayscale spot Bitcoin ETF. Over the last 5 days alone, investors withdrew almost $90 million, contributing to a net outflow of $1.6 billion since January. And despite its early lead, Grayscale supremacy in the Bitcoin ETF market seems to be diminishing. Fidelity and BlackRock quickly gained substantial market shares from the onset of trading. For instance, Fidelity and BlackRock's Bitcoin ETFs experienced net inflows of $37 million and roughly $19 million in the same week, providing relief to some of the market's liquidity issues. Meanwhile, Bitwise CEO describes the adoption of the Bitcoin ETFs by registered investment advisors and multifamily offices as stealthy but significant. He notes that major financial entities are discreetly conducting through assessments of the Bitcoin market. And according to Farside data, I already actually pointed this out in the previous, we show you the outflows and inflows, and the outflows of GBTC have been unprecedented. They've gone from over 620,000 Bitcoin pre-Bitcoin ETF to now they're down to like the 300,000 range. And that's why BlackRock is about to do the big flippening on them, which you already know. So do your ass. Come on, lose your cash, 'cause it's moving fast. Anyways, fam, next story of the day, let's discuss the latest with these Hong Kong ETFs. Headline reads, Hong Kong investment firm Victory Securities reveals Bitcoin and Ether ETF fees. Here we go. Hong Kong-based investment firm Victory has reportedly disclosed its proposed fees to investors for their Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs following the recent approval of the crypto ETF products within the region. The announcement comes even though the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission, known as the SFC, has yet to publish a list of approved ETF issuers. If approved by the SFC, Victory Securities customers will face proposed fees for Ethereum and Bitcoin ETF shares in the primary market set at 0.5% and 1% of the total transaction, with a minimum fee of $850, according to an extract of the translated report shared by Wu Blockchain on 420. That's right. For investors interested in buying and selling existing ETF shares on the secondary market, the fees will be 0.15% for online transactions and 0.25% for telephone transactions. Quite interesting. Now, the fees are comparable to the rates set out by the U.S. asset managers offering spot Bitcoin ETFs. While different fees in the U.S. are waived until various times this year, asset manager Franklin Templeton set their fee to 0.19%, while other ETFs range between 0.2% and 0.9%. Now, we all know GBTC imposes a notably higher fee of 1.5%, which is the highest by far. Now, it was reported Hong Kong has become the latest country to approve the spot Bitcoin and Ether ETFs, and this is actually the first spot Ether ETF in history. Now, at least three offshore Chinese asset managers, including Hong Kong units of Harvest Fund Management, Basara Asset Management, and China Asset Management, plan to launch their spot Bitcoin ETF and Ether ETF soon, with the approval, which saw praise from many in the Hong Kong or in the crypto community in general. Others were more skeptical of the ETF success within the region. Quoting Belchunas, mainland China investors probably won't be eligible to buy Hong Kong listed spot Bitcoin and Ether ETFs as they are barred from buying virtual assets. So there you go. According to Belchunas, the inflows are not going to be as high as They are here in the States for those reasons, as many investors are limited, obviously not including mainland China. But let me know your thoughts, as it seems the fees are very competitive with what we already see here in the States. But one of the major differences I'm aware of, that it'll be, you could actually put crypto in, whereas with the state, within the States here, you got to use the cash equivalent, right? Everything is cash in and cash out. Where here, we may be able to use Bitcoin and Ether to actually invest into the ETF itself. But it leads me to believe, if you're a self-custodied hodler, what's the incentive to use, an ETF, an institution or whatever, to hold your Bitcoin so you can pay a fee? Wouldn't you rather self-custody it, not pay any fees, and have unconfiscatable crypto? That's just me thinking out loud. But anyways, I digress. Let me know your thoughts, family. I think on the broader scale is definitely good, though. I think the more competition, the better. Big money coming out of Hong Kong. So hopefully it has a good positive impact overall on the crypto market. But let me know your thoughts. Anyways, fam, let's discuss 75,000 incoming, new all-time high price discovery. Send it. Let's go. That's right. JP Morgan Chase, everyone's least favorite bank, and Deutsche Bank have weighed in on the potential impact of the Bitcoin halving's price and ecosystem. The Bitcoin network, as we know, completed the fourth halving on April 19th in the evening, which we captured here live and in the flesh. Despite the agreement on the halving's impact being priced in, the two banks diverge on the Bitcoin post-halving price trajectory. So here's the breakdown. Deutsche Bank analysts basically explained in a note on Thursday that the Bitcoin halving is already partially priced in by the market, noting that the event has been widely anticipated in advance due to the nature of the Bitcoin algorithm, while stating that they do not expect the prices to increase significantly following the halving event, quoting the Deutsche Bank analyst here. Looking ahead, we continue to expect prices to stay high due to expectations of future spot Ether ETF approvals, future central bank rate cuts, and regulatory changes. In a recent survey by Deutsche Bank revealed that more than half of the respondents anticipate cryptos to evolve into an important asset class and a payment method. And furthermore, 10% of those surveyed expect the Bitcoin price to surpass 75,000 by the end of the year. Why so bearish? Well, I guess we're talking about people from a bank. Banks are going to be banks at the end of the day. Now, JP Morgan analysts also doubled down on his belief that the Bitcoin halving has largely been priced in. Now, I disagree, and nothing new under the sun. I typically always disagree with the big banks, so I don't believe it's priced in whatsoever. He said Thursday expects a near-term decline in the price of Bitcoin following the halving, attributing it to overbought conditions and prices remaining higher than the crypto's comparison to gold when adjusted for volatility. He also highlighted the subdued level of venture capital funding for crypto projects. Quoting the JP Morgan analyst, we do not expect Bitcoin price increases post-halving, as it has already been priced in. In fact, we see downside for the Bitcoin price post-halving for several reasons. Now, last week, JP Morgan cautioned about potential downward risks of the crypto market, highlighting the Bitcoin remains overbought despite the recent price fluctuations. The analysts also cast doubt on the crypto's ability to achieve parity with gold in investor portfolios. The global investment bank anticipates a potential drop of the Bitcoin price to 42,000 following the halving. Now, everyone can dream at the end of the day. Personally, I don't see it, but hey, to each their own. That's JP Morgan Chase for you. Can you foresee a $40,000 correction, or do you think they're out of their mind crazy? Let me know. Anyways, guys, we discussed the 75,000 target. Now let's discuss some Bitcoin FOMO like a mofo before we dive into the 4.5 million price prediction. Headline here reads, hedge fund vet Mark Yusko says Bitcoin FOMO incoming as Bitcoin completes the halving. Let's break it down. The Morgan Creek Capital founder Yusko thinks we have not yet seen the FOMO phase grip Bitcoin market participants. Speaking at the Bitcoin Investor Day, the hedge fund vet says the Bitcoin's latest halving kicked up Bitcoin's fair value from 50 G's to about 80,000. Let me know if you agree with that. And according to Yusko, he sees sideline traders and investors rushing in to load up on Bitcoin once the Bitcoin rally is towards its fair value. Quick shout out to Kevin Smith. He just sent a super for $20. So I appreciate the support, family, and the Bitcoin Orange especially. He says, thank you, JV and family. They nada. Greatly appreciate much respect. So quoting again, Yusko, fair value has doubled in each of the previous halving cycles. Now I don't think it will double this time because now we have inscription fees related to ordinals. And so instead of going from 50,000 where fair value is pre-halving to 100,000, I actually think we go probably to 80,000-ish, but we are still below 80,000. So once you start going towards that new fair value post-halving, then the FOMO kicks in. Once the FOMO kicks in and you get the increased adoption from the demand shift from the Bank of America and Merrill Lynch and the thundering herd finally getting approval, I think all of that is going to push us to a very different price level. Yusko highlights that FOMO has not even started based on the low search activity for Bitcoin on Google. He also says that people close to him have not yet asked him about Bitcoin. Quoting him again, this conference is an echo chamber. We talk to each other on crypto Twitter about how smart we are, but the average person, my family members, are not calling me yet, but they will. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Mark Yusko, and do you think there will be a supply shock incoming? I've been discussing this here on the channel. I definitely think we see a supply shock this year on the behalf of the demand shock we witnessed earlier this year with the Bitcoin ETF inflows continuing massive volume. Now that the ETFs hold over 840,000 Bitcoin in just over 90 days, which is quite impressive. There's down to 1.8 million-ish Bitcoin available on the exchanges. And you already know, once that supply runs dry, numbers go up, Bitcoin reaches new parabolas, and game on. Send it. Now for our feature story of the day. Here's a $4.5 million Bitcoin price prediction for this cycle. Let's freaking go. Shout out Ecoinometrics. They made this tweet the other day. Price range for Bitcoin in the fourth halving cycle. Upper bound, 4.5 million per BTC. Lower bound, 140,000 per BTC. That is if Bitcoin ends up following a growth trajectory in the range of the previous cycles. And let's actually check out this diagram they shared along the chart. What if Bitcoin's growth after the fourth halving follows the same pattern as the previous cycles? Well, assuming the same growth rate as the past three cycles, we would expect one Bitcoin to be worth anywhere between 140,000 and 4.5 million per Bitcoin starting from $63,000. That's quite a range, but it is not like Bitcoin has ever been shy of surprises. Tell them. And it all starts here. We are starting here one day of this halving cycle. You can see at 63,000 at the start of the chart. It shows you the trajectory after the first halving, and it shows you the trajectory after the second halving and the third halving. Where do you think the fourth halving trajectory is likely to take us? Let me know, family, in that live chat. They also wrote, some people think Bitcoin is due for more diminishing returns over the next 4 years. I think that is not a hard rule. Mega cap tech stocks are not suffering from diminishing returns. And Bitcoin is currently playing in the same category in terms of market size. And my apologies if I didn't show the freaking screen here. I've been meaning to share with you. I just realized that. So my apologies. So let me actually bring it back. Ecoinometrics, again, recap. They're saying upper bound target, 4.5 million, lower bound target, 140,000. They show you the trajectory on this chart right here, comparing the first halving, second, third, and where we may go on the fourth, and back to where I left off right here. I think that is not a hard rule. Mega cap tech stocks are not suffering from diminishing returns, and Bitcoin is currently playing the same category in terms of market size. For sure, I don't think 4.5 million per coin in the next few years is likely at all, but can it go to mid six figures? Abso-frickin-lutely. And so let me know if you agree or disagree. And now I actually want to read you this article headline, Bitcoin price upper limit set at 4.5 million for the fourth halving cycle. Let's go. That's right. As the fourth Bitcoin halving concluded, experts offer bold predictions for the Bitcoin future. Ecoinometrics, the leading crypto insights provider, set the upper bound for the Bitcoin price for the fourth halving set at an astounding 4.5 million per BTC. And in addition, a Bitcoin maxi offered a staggering 1 million target for the Bitcoin price action. So let's break this baby down. In a statement, Ecoinometrics emphasized some people think Bitcoin is due for more diminishing returns over over the next 4 years, I think that is not a hard rule. They cited the example of the large cap tech stocks to explain the situation and added, mega cap tech stocks are not suffering from diminishing returns, and Bitcoin is currently playing in the same category in terms of market size. However, they expressed skepticism of the Bitcoin price surging as high as 4.5 million within the next few years. Moreover, the analysts mentioned that the upper limit has been set considering the Bitcoin will mirror the upward trajectory noticed after the past halving event. Nonetheless, they're optimistic about Bitcoin price reaching mid six figures. Now, mid six figures, the first number that comes to my mind is 500,000 per coin. Let's freaking go. I'll take it. Now, Alessandro, the co-owner of the store Bitcoin Pod, echoed this sentiment ahead of the last halving event. He stated, here's my prediction for the next epoch of Bitcoin between 2024 and 2028. We will reach a price of above $1 million per coin. Let me know if you agree or disagree. He also anticipated a shift in market dynamics. He asserted, no more bear market maximum 30% retracement. If it will be more, it is because the price went up very fast and therefore not really a retracement. And furthermore, he envisions a significant inflow of institutional capital into the spot Bitcoin ETFs with a total capital deployment exceeding $300 billion. In addition, he predicted that several S&P 500 companies will publicly disclose their ownership of Bitcoin or Bitcoin ETFs on their balance sheet, and also highlighted Bitcoin's potential to become an environmentally sustainable asset, noting the following, Bitcoin will become an ESG asset, also in the mainstream narrative, contributing to increased renewable energy usage. So there you freaking go. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Ecoinometrics and their 4.5 million Bitcoin price prediction for this epoch cycle upper bound top, with their lower bound target of 140,000 and their most likely scenario in the mid six-figure range, which would mean roughly $500,000 per bitty. Let me know your thoughts. I personally can see it happening. My bear scenario for this particular epoch between 2024 and 2028 is $222,000. And my bull scenario, which is my bullish case, is $750,000. And what's right in the middle? $500,000 per coin. So let's freaking go. Can you see a $500,000 bitty? Holla, let me know your thoughts. I feel most likely it's going to happen by next year in 2025. I think if the cycles are to repeat or rhyme with the previous halvenings, then it's the year preceding the halving. We tend to hit the cycle peak. However, we also have to consider things are much different in the landscape of the cryptosphere this particular epoch. For example, for the first time in Bitcoin history, we broke the previous all-time high before the halving, right? We smashed 73.8 roughly a month ago, and we just had the halving like virtually a day and a half ago. So you got to keep that in mind. So things are a little different in the landscape. Also, we have the institutional adoption, which did not exist a previous cycle. So with all this institutional FOMO, BlackRock now holding 272,000 Bitcoin, about to flip GBTC, already overtook that of MicroStrategy. MicroStrategy does control 1% of the Bitcoin circulating supply, and they're just getting started. So now you have major asset managers racing for the biddies, all in competition with one another. Now we have ETFs about to be launched out of Hong Kong. You have ETFs about to be launched out of El Salvador. We have more nation state adoption besides El Salvador. We have Mr. 100 continuing to purchase at least 100 Bitcoin per day. According to Max Kaiser, his top candidate, he believes, who is Mr. 100, is the nation of, I shouldn't say nation, but Abu Dhabi, which is UAE, major city over there in the Middle East, that Dubai money, yeah, you know I mean? So what are your thoughts? We also have sovereign wealth fund adoption, such as Qatar. We also have, you know what I mean? We can't underestimate the retail. The previous cycle was driven 100% retail and took us to $69,000 per coin. So once you start to factoring institutional FOMO, retail, nation state adoption, right? Sovereign wealth fund adoption, and all this other stuff about to hit the fan, things are about to get pretty lit. So I want to know your thoughts. Can you see that? Up to 700,000 bottom control at 540,000, says Claude Schultz. I love it. Gary says, I like 500,000. Make it happen. Send it, Captain. Let's freaking go. Bitcoin is super bullish right now. That's right. Hella bullish. 65,000 times 48 is 3.1 million by the next halving. Let's go, Greg. I love it. Thanks for sharing. Someday I'll be a millionaire. Until tax time, well, if you hodl, you always be a millionaire. You know what I mean? No capital gains for those who hodl. Let that sink in. Panama was a lot of fun. I visited San Juan Island. Nice. Panama is a lot of fun. Shout out Panama. We're closer to 200,000 Bitcoin due to the ETF paper hands. The Dave Portnoy's, eh? Expos, John. 4.5 milli. I need to buy a what is that? A defibrillator? What's the defibrillator do? I'm not familiar with that thing. But yeah, $1 million, family. Can you see it happening? $4.5 million, $500,000. When do you feel that's most likely to happen? Can you see it occurring this cycle? Or do you think that's a little crazy? Do you think it'll be the next cycle? Holla at your boy and let me know.
And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.